All right, we are a day away from the game. That means let's get into it. Locked On Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. I just scared my dog in the background. I can hear her shifting. She's really upset about this. I'm your man on the ground. I say whole publisher of Wolverines Wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. We're going to do segment one, looking by the numbers. Then we will welcome in Mike Martin, former team captain, as we do every week. A little bit truncated just due to time constraints. I've got to head to Illinois, and he's in Chicago for Big Ten Network stuff. So let's get into it. Let's go by the numbers and just kind of looking at what Illinois is. I just kind of wrote down a bunch of stuff here just to kind of try to figure out what we can expect from the Illini. Obviously, it does not sound like Brandon Peters is going to be playing. It sounds like it's going to be Matt Robinson. So some of the passing stuff might not be up to snuff, honestly. But let's start with the defense. They are 96th overall defensively. They're allowing 423 yards a game. Pass defense, they're allowing they're 83rd in the country in pass defense. They're allowing 240 yards a game, so that's got to, you know, that Michigan should be able to get what it gets. It's allowed highs of 328 yards to Nebraska, 316 yards to Eastern Michigan. Rushing, they're a little bit worse overall nationally. They're 98th in the country. They allow 183 yards rushing, but they allowed even more to Nebraska, 346. Nebraska got almost 700 yards total offense against this Illinois team. Minnesota got 332 yards on the ground. They did not pass for very much. They didn't try to pass for very much. So this could be an opportunity for Michigan's offense to kind of get into rhythm there, to be able to get the run game going, get the pass game going, get it all going. This is the perfect opportunity for Michigan to do exactly that. They're really good at forcing turnovers and not turning the ball over. They're 10th in turnover margin, so that's really good for them. They are good at getting it to the quarterback. They're 27th in the country in sacks. They get about 3 a game sacking. Sacking the quarterback. They're 57th in the country in allowed third down conversion, so a little bit better than halfway. They're upper tier, I guess you could say there. They allow 36% of offenses to convert on third down. They are not great in the red zone as far as keeping teams from scoring. They've allowed 18 scores out of 20 attempts. 11 of those are touchdowns. So they are getting 7 field goals attempts there in the or field goal scores there in once they allow teams in the red zone. So they are adept at getting off the field and third down. So that's something to pay attention to. They aren't very good at disallowing long plays. 99th in long rush plays allowed. They've allowed 31. 82nd in long pass plays allowed. 48th. So you got to like Michigan's ability to come in and get some things done on the offensive side of the ball. This is finally, like, not finally, like, I mean, they've played some meh, you know, teams. They've played good defenses. They played bad defenses. You look at what Illinois is right now. Illinois has the 96th rated defense. Michigan's played Rutgers, who has the 99th. So theoretically, Michigan should be able to do things very similarly to Illinois to what it's done to Rutgers, which is, you know, disappointing for Illinois. They've got some good transfers. My guy Milo Eifler, the linebacker's there. You know, he was a Michigan. People thought he had a chance of coming to Michigan. He ended up picking Washington, then he transferred to Illinois. So that's the state of the defense. I think Michigan's got an opportunity to really get its offense going in this game. On the other side of the ball, you just hope Michigan's defense continues to look the way it does, especially, like I said, Brandon Peters probably not playing based off of everything that I've read. It sounds like it's going to be Matt Robinson going up against Don Brown defense. First start. Good luck. It's a redshirt freshman. This is where they're at. They're the 103rd offense. Even with Brandon Peters there, they're averaging 354 yards a game. So not exactly huge. Pass offense. You know, this is with Brandon Peters for the majority of it. He got knocked out against Minnesota. But 109th in the country. They're passing for about 191 yards a game. So not great. The best game was against Eastern Michigan in a loss, 297 yards to Brandon Peters. Otherwise, the next best is 227 yards passing against UConn. So Michigan should be able to really do well in the pass defense. And that's, listen, I'm leery of some of their guys. You look at like Imatoribi. The former USC wide receiver that's there, pretty good. Former four-star, but still not lighting things on fire yet. Rush offense, they're a little bit better. They're 63rd in the country, but keep in mind, they were 12th last year. Michigan didn't have to face them putting up yards like crazy a year ago. I mean, they were insane. What were they doing last year per game? Oh, just 279, 238, 212, 245, 330. 69, not a lot there. 210, 430 against Minnesota, 383 against Nebraska. I mean, they were running the ball on almost everybody. Everyone except for Purdue. They didn't have a very good game against either Iowa or Northwestern, though, on the ground. This year, 207 against Akron, 221 against Nebraska. Otherwise, 130 against UConn, 167 against Eastern, 91 against Minnesota. Michigan has a really good shot here to continue to kind of dominate, you know, get better at the run fits and all of that. So, because their rushing offense is not great. They allow, even though they have 15 sacks as a defense, they've also allowed 15 sacks as an offense, so they allow three a game. So Michigan should be able to continue to replicate that. They're 105th in the country in sacks allowed, near the bottom of the country. They're not particularly great. They're about middling at converting on third down. So Michigan should be able to try to get off the field on third down, which is still something I'm kind of looking at. They're 72nd in the country. They convert on 39% of their snaps. I mean, that's huge for, you know, that's what Michigan's calling card used to be. They're 40th in the country right now. They are allowing a 33% conversion rate. But when you think about what Michigan had been, last year was 21st in the country, which, whatever. The year before, first, 26%. Year before, first, 21%. Year before, third. So Michigan's got to climb up that. They have not been nearly as good. Obviously, Nate Stanley had a really good game this last week, so that's part of it. As far as defensively, or let's see, the other things that Illinois is good at offensively, they are 13 of 15 in the red zone, and all of them are touchdowns. So basically, just don't let them in the red zone. Don't let them in the red zone, because they like to score once they get down there. Touchdowns, no less. They aren't very good at getting long passing plays. They have 43. They're 89th in the country, but they are 51st in long rushing plays. As far as special teams is concerned, they have not allowed any long punt returns or kick returns yet this year. So we'll see if they kick away from Donovan Peoples-Jones and Giles Jackson. All right, we're going to get into a further game breakdown, kind of more of like what we want to see and where Michigan kind of is with Mike Martin here in a moment. But make a memory that lasts a lifetime and let the Vivid Seats app help you get to your favorite live event. Enter promo code KICKOFF at checkout to receive a discount of up to $100. Also, I do want to mention that, again, look on my Twitter, look on my Instagram, at Isaiah Hole. I got a link for you to donate, to support. I'm doing the Real Men Wear Pink thing. I'm wearing pink every day, trying to raise money to fight breast cancer. If you donate $50 or more, you will be in the drawing. At the end of the month, we'll select somebody to get to have lunch with me, which, yeah, that's whatever. But with Mike Martin as well, which I think y'all probably want to do. So please donate. The link is in my bio on Instagram. You can find the link all over my Twitter. Really would appreciate it. So up again here in a moment, we are going to talk to Mike Martin. You'll get to hear from him and all of that. So all right, we have, as always, on Friday, I know it's a little bit more truncated this week because both of us I got stuff to do. It's former team captain, defensive tackle, Mike Martin is on the program. Mike, so glad to have you as usual. despite your busy travel schedule and all of that.
Yeah, it's a part of the life, man. But it's football season, and it is Friday, and I cannot wait until tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow we got the game at Illinois, which I will be heading to here shortly. But when you look back, before we get to Illinois, when you look back to Iowa, what were the things that stood out to you as the most encouraging? The things that you really thought, like, okay, this really, I feel better about this team, or maybe you don't. I don't know. When you look back, what do you take away from that Iowa game?
I mean, as we all know, the defense was just rocking and rolling with 8 sacks, 4 takeaways, 13 TFLs, you know, giving up just the 1 rush yard when you account the sacks, and just a really dominant play. And I'd love to see there were numerous guys making plays on the defensive side of the ball. It wasn't just one guy. You know, obviously Quiddy Pay, Aiden Hutchinson played really well. But, you know, numerous other guys making plays. A lot of plays that you don't see on the stat sheet as well, those thankless kind of jobs up in the, from the defensive line standpoint. But so that's really jolly. And then on the offensive side, you know, I'd love to see Shea, that play that he hit Nico down, you know, for the 51-yard pass early on. And I want to just see more of those explosive plays from us offensively. But, you know, it's a good way to go into this stretch of games for us, which is the most important stretch of the season. I mean, we're at Illinois, then we're at Penn State, then we're hosting Notre Dame. So we got a good stretch of games here, and we're playing well.
And you know what? That's the thing is, I completely agree with you with like what you just said about throwing downfield. I still feel like Michigan is in search for an identity in that light. What it needs to do is really, to me, I mean, it can pick anything, and you know, really two things. I feel like to in order to have an identity, on, you know, either side of the ball, you have one or two things that you do well and with consistency. And for Michigan, I'd like to be that throwing downfield. That doesn't mean you're going to complete everything downfield, but I want to see them throw downfield and, you know, continuing to, you know, to do the read option run game with the quarterback keeping. And we just haven't seen that to the degree that we were seeing it even in the first game. It just seemed like first game they were doing those things. And since then, they've kind of gotten away from them. When you look at this game, it's Illinois. It's not that they're essentially the Big Ten West version of Rutgers at this point, which I kind of don't understand because they've got so many transfers from USC and other top tier programs. But when you're going into this game, it is a road game. What are you looking for from this group to tell you that, you know, this has a chance to work in Happy Valley?
So, you know, when you're on the road, obviously that brings on its own issues and challenges. But I want to see this team continue to build on what they've built on from the offensive standpoint. I want us to be better on third down. And when you're away and you're playing away, those are the downs that really matter when the crowd is loud and you're in a hostile environment. And I know we struggled a bit on third down. So to be able to convert and move the chains and really and operate the offense, running game is going to be important to keep on bringing along, and then finding Nico and Donovan and Tariq and Ronnie downfield and trying to build on that and see more of those explosive plays. And then defensively, it's got to be the same as last week and the week before. It can't slow down. It's got to ramp up even more so. And those things are the formula for success in this road game, in my mind.
Now, what last thing here in this segment, what makes a road game so particularly difficult or different? Because Michigan it's been a tale of two Michigans in the Jim Harbaugh tenure and before he was even there. I mean, it was like this even when you were there. It's Michigan's a different team at home than on the road. Why is the road such a daunting challenge?
Look, as a player, as a team and as a player, you've got to just have a level of confidence and just the mindset of we're going into a place where these people don't like us. It's our backs are against the wall, and you have to play that way. And you got to be, you know, just relentless out there, because when you're at home, everyone's rooting for you. So that's the kind of thing you gotta amp up as a player in those type of hostile environments. And I love playing away because they just hate you, man. They hate you. They boo you. They say things to you, and it's like you got to embrace it and you got to let it elevate your level of game. So that's the thing that this team, I think, is needs to learn. And, you know, the teams in the past with Jim are, you know, that's something that needs to be emphasized, that we got to embrace this and we've got to play together. And that's how you win.
And you know what? That Illinois crowd, they hate Michigan. They look at Michigan as a rival. I know Michigan doesn't look at them that way, but that is the thing about Illinois. They look at Michigan as a rival. All right, we are going to move on so that we can get through this lightning round, get to our Vegas-style picks. But remember, if you are looking to reach an upscale male audience, then your ad should be running right here on this podcast. Email me at ihole@usatoday.com to find out how you can increase your business. All right, so let's finish this out with our lightning round picks here. Again, because of time constraints on both of our ends, and we apologize to the listeners, but we do have time constraints on both of our ends here. It's you don't feel the need to give anything more than one sentence. Don't have to really get into it, but let's get into what we are picking here. Right now, the pick against the spread, Michigan is favored by 22.5. Mike, who you got?
Michigan all day. This is going to be a big game away.
Same thing. I'm going with Michigan easily covering that. Your pick for the over-under, it is currently set at 49.5. Mike, do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game like that?
I don't think so. I think Michigan is still going to be struggling to put points on the board, but they are going to put points on the board. And then Illinois, I think they're not going to because our defense.
I'm meeting you halfway on that. I am also picking the under, but I think that Michigan will be fine offensively. I just think the defense is going to be really, really good in this game. Over under Michigan passing yards, it's set at 238.6. Mike, that's been a hit or miss number for Michigan. What do you think?
I say over. I think we're going to start to see more of this down the field and you know, get back in that groove.
I'm going with the same. I'm really looking forward to seeing them. I mean, they have to figure out something this week, because next week is – you got to get it figured out now. Over-under Michigan rushing yards is set at an extremely low 128.4. Illinois is not good at stopping the run, but, Mike, do you think Michigan gets there?
I do. I say over. I know Batiku over there, you know, for Illinois, it's been good, but they haven't been phenomenal against stopping the run, so I think I say over.
I'm saying over too, but I need to see. That's what I probably need to see just as much as the run game really increase here. Let's get to the Illinois side. Over under Illinois passing yards. It's set at 190.2. What do you think?
Nope, not happening. Under.
Same. Over-under Illinois rushing yards, 163.2. I mean, are they going to get 162.2 yards more than Iowa was?
No, it's not happening. They get, you know, Reggie Corbin, he's averaging 100 games, you know, 100 yards per game, but I think we're going to stuff him.
You know what? He had a really good year last year. It doesn't seem like it's matriculating over to this year. Their rushing offense is way down compared to the 12th ranked unit last year, so I agree. Let's say under Michigan turnover margin. I personally set this number at 0.5. They're actually really good at getting turnovers and not turning the ball over, but Michigan seems to be turning the corner there. What do you think? Do they get a turnover? Are they plus in the turnover margin? Are they negative? What do you think is going to happen here?
Plus. I know that Illinois is good at causing turnovers and protecting the ball, but I think the defense has been disruptive and is going to continue that.
Same, and that for me, it's a lot more about Robinson playing instead of Brandon Peters, which it sounds like is going to happen. I think he's going to make some mistakes, maybe try to pass on a guy like Daxton Hill. I see Daxton Hill or, you know, Ambry getting a turnover here. Two more over-under Michigan time of possession. They're both sub-27 minutes time of possession team. Something's got to give, so I set it at 30. Does Michigan get more than 30 minutes of controlling the clock, Mike?
I'm going to go under. You know, I don't really have a thought on that, but I'm going to stay under.
I'm going to go over, but barely, because I think Michigan will manage to run the ball a little bit better than they had, especially down the stretch. Last one, Michigan sacks. I'm setting that off the top of my head at, let's say, 4. Let's say 3.5. Mike, do they get 3.5 or more sacks in this game?
They do. This is a big game rolling into the rest of the season, as we both said. You know, Aiden Hutchinson, Quitty, you know, everyone's, I think, just going to be pinning their ears back, pass rush drill.
All right, you have to go. I'm going to over, by the way, as well. You have to go right now. So let's give me your final score prediction. Let's hear it. What do you think is happening here?
All right, so I'm going to go 32, Michigan, Illinois, 10.
Wow, you're giving him a touchdown. I am not being that generous. I don't ever predict shutouts, but I'm doing it. I'm going Michigan 40, Illinois 0. I just think that they are Rutgers 2.0 here. Without Brandon Peters, I think they don't stand a chance. All right, that is going to do it for us. Remember, follow Mike at Go Mike Martin. Remember to, like I teased earlier, our lunch deal. Donate to the breast cancer awareness deal. But for Mike Martin at Go Mike Martin on Twitter, I am Isaiah Hohl at Isaiah Hohl. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Google, Stitcher, Himalaya, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, or online at WolverinesWire.usatoday.com, where we post our daily podcast every day. To go along with the rest of your Michigan football coverage, this was Locked On Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day.